Welcome to the Sports and Comedy Attack podcast. We regularly broadcast on Mondays at 7 o'clock in the morning on www.enlightenradio.org. You can check out this podcast on podcasts.enlightenradio.org or listen to our 24/7 radio station at player.enlightenradio.org.
Got it.
All right, you can.
Good morning, and good afternoon, good evening, and wherever you may be listening to this wonderful program, I want to thank EnlightenRadio.org, which is the brainchild of my man here, Mr. John Case, the original dusty-footed philosopher. My name is Michael Cucarini. I am also known as Mike Diesel from my past travelings, and I don't know, I just don't want to use that name anymore. I think Cucarini, because I kind of feel like I... For some reason, I'm not proud of that name, and I am. I'm very proud of that name. All Michael Cucarini is me, and we're going to be joined today on the Sports Attack, Sports and Comedy Attack. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball coming up. I'm going to say something about the NBA Finals because I think it needs to be said. I was not correct. I was wrong. I thought maybe the Miami Heat could battle the Denver Nuggets to a tie. But that was not the case because this guy Djokovic in the middle and this other kid Lawrence that he passes to, it's just they can't stop that combination. The Heat just can't stop it. I mean, he's like a mobile, gigantic, tall refrigerator that's very graceful.
Right.
It's just, I mean, it's so quick. It happens so fast. I mean, he sees things that other big men don't see, and that's why he's so good. I think he got gypped in the MVP, but you know they gave it to Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. Congratulations on the MVP, but I think it should have gone to Jokic.
Jokic, what kind of name is that?
I know it's well. I think it's Serbian.
So, wow,
really? I don't know. I don't know for sure. It might be Croatian. I have no idea. I know he's from Europe, and he's just a really good ball player. So
maybe he's related to Slobodan Milosevic?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. You know what, dude? I'm not going to question anybody's family tree. It's not my business. So I just talk about the way they play on the court and on the field. So that was nice. We got to see the Mystics. They won this weekend. Congratulations, ladies.
What a great name.
Well done.
The Mystics.
The Washington Mystics. That's the best name we've ever had in Washington, I think, for a team. I just love it. I love that name.
I think it would be great.
Out of all the names in the world, that trumped up, pun intended, asshat and with little man's disease had to go with Commanders. Just had to. Commanders. Shut up.
You don't like Commanders?
No, I hate it. I hate it. They had a lot of opportunities to say Red Hawks. Can you imagine? Hey, the Hawks are battling today. The Seahawks are coming to town to take on the Red Hawks. There's a lot better songs than that. You got a better emblem on your helmet. You could do a hawk that's burgundy and gold. Are you kidding me?
Well, the only problem I can see with Commanders, I mean, I don't have the same emotional reaction that you had, but I do see a problem, and that would be is that what happens if you're the Commanders and you're in last place? I mean, then the name becomes a joke.
You have a firm command of last place.
Yeah, right. You know, like a man outstanding in his field. You know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the award given to the Scarecrow. Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you, everybody.
I can think of better names, but the minute you use anything red, after you did red skin, which has that racial connotation.
No, I said red hawks. You don't need
red
hawks.
But when you say red, I mean, are you going to be still playing on the ghost of the other name? I can see how you could have a conversation and you'd want to go with a different set of consonants.
Huh. Okay.
Same vowels, but different consonants.
Hilarious.
Put a Z in front of it.
Like a couple of different names above and beyond what was chosen. And I do want to say this. I'm a big, you know, both of us, your wife is probably a much bigger baseball fan than you are.
Yes.
Yes. They battled yesterday in the afternoon, and they did not allow their vaunted rival, the Atlanta Braves, who are kicking everyone's ass, to sweep them. They actually stopped their skid. I think they're on a 6-game losing streak, and they stopped that. Atlanta still won the series, but I will say this: I want to call somebody out. Name call. Alex Call had one of the best plays in center field in Nationals history. I've never seen anybody leap that hard into a wall and catch what would have been a home run by, I believe it was Ronald Acuna Jr. for the Braves. So wow. I really think that's a good thing. It still continues to be a very sad story about Steven Strasburg. That's a shame.
This is the surgery, guys, the after effects.
What's that?
After effects of his injury?
Say, yeah. You can kind of say with the hand he's been dealt. I mean, they gave him surgery. They're giving him this whole year to rehab. He's trying to rehab, and he can't really even pitch now. He has really bad, he's having some issues with his nerves. When that starts to happen, that generally is a sign that he needs, in this situation with the surgery he had, most people would have retired already. So God bless him for trying, but I just don't know. I just don't see. Hell, we've seen situations where guys have been out of baseball for 2 years and they come back and they get on the mound and they figure out their mechanics and they know how to throw pitches a lot better than a lot of the pitchers that are there. And sometimes you see that. And sometimes, unfortunately, in Steven Strasburg's case, I think we've seen the last of baseball with Steven Strasburg. I think he's done.
You think he has any other skills?
He's probably going to – I would say he may work for the Nationals as a recruiter, or I don't think he can. He doesn't want to be an agent, that's for sure. He doesn't want to be one of the scouts. I think he'd want to work for the maybe the front office or something. The problem you're going to continue to have there is you're going to continue to bleed money. You're just not getting a return on your investment. I mean, the reality is, look at the Mets, John. The Mets are subpar team, and they have the highest payroll in Major League Baseball. $120 million among three guys, two of them being pitchers, Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer. Max still getting over $40 million a year.
Hey, he's doing that's okay. I hope he's banking it, not spending it all in one place.
Well, no, he's not. He's a good guy. He takes care of dogs.
I would pick a big bank. I think there's some problems with the regional bank still, that there's rumors that there's going to be a couple of more bank failures, so.
Well, until that speculation falls under the category of hard fact, I just can't really worry about it because there's so many other things. Now,
really?
I wanted to talk too. Yeah, so many other things going on. But I also wanted to talk about, it's very difficult for us to want to watch the Olympics these days.
Really? Why?
Well, because, John, the problem that I think you and I probably had with Beijing, and we talked about this, is the labor it took to build the Olympic Village, and they were not compensated. They were told they were going to get compensated a certain amount, and it was just bullshit.
Right.
They did not get the money.
Right.
So, that part of it sucks.
Who was? I'm sorry. Who was going to get compensated that didn't get compensated?
The construction workers, the pipe fitters, the plumbers, all the people that you go out and recruit from some of these villages and ship them in to Beijing so they could build the Olympic Village. Some of them were brought in from out of country.
Yeah.
Opportunity. Come to China and work on the.
So they weren't. You're saying they weren't paid?
They were paid, but not what they were promised. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't know if it's going on in France. I have no idea. So,
well, it's a big deal. You got to put together a lot of stuff. And...
Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I think they should promote it just because I'm in favor of greater cooperation and less conflict. So that's my.
Well, I'm in favor of greater cooperation and more conflict.
I'm not.
No, I'm not in favor of conflict at all. I'm not a fan. So, yeah, I do think we can. I think France is probably bringing that level up a little bit. I did see that they are interested in making sure that they have specialists. supervisors, people that are well paid, that have done this kind of work before. They've kind of recruited them into the Olympic Village, the potential Olympic Village. It's now being assembled.
I thought it was
Yeah.
the Dubai
I don't know. I don't think so. The Summer
Olympics.
Olympics, I thought it was. I thought it was France.
Excuse me. I thought it was Dubai that had the big problem with all the workers building the thing.
They
Didn't
still do.
they have a big problem? I thought they
Well,
did.
they still do. They still have a problem. It's not a, as big as it was, but it's a problem.
You know, because they.
Dubai is just using whatever they can to build out,
Right.
whatever
Yeah.
they can. So,
Well, yeah, so.
and everything has to sit on these big, ginormous girders that support the weight of everything, because if you don't do that, it's not going to be well balanced. And they have to drive that metal pole into the ground like 30 feet before they can mount anything on it
Wow.
because of the water, because of the ocean water.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
So,
right. Sure.
and they have to
Well,
make sure that it's not taken over by ocean acidification too. So, and that happens a lot. So,
it's been, I
but
think
I
it's
did
been pretty
go ahead.
difficult to keep corruption out of the Olympic Committee too.
Oh,
So.
for yes, it has. It's been very difficult. They don't seem to. They're very oblivious. They very much remind me of the House Republicans. They just don't want to get anything done, and just, just flamethrowers and bullshit artists that just keep spewing nonsense. And you're just kind of, oh, okay, that
Right.
makes sense.
Right.
Sure,
Right.
I would like to write some legislation that people over 60 should automatically receive brand new implants in their teeth and not have to pay for it. If you and I could go
Yeah.
to clear whatever they are, what is
Yeah.
it called?
I don't know,
Clear
but it.
something? I don't know. Down in Tyson's, if we could go down there and have like a whole set of teeth put in 1 day, we'd do it.
Sure, a couple of hundred thousand dollars worth of
Well, at last check, about 10 years ago,
architecture.
the price was $44,000 for uppers and lowers.
Okay, so
Clear choice. Clear choice. That's what it is.
you
Clear
and me
choice.
together, that's $88,000. There you go.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm not gonna be able to raise that money.
Did
I'm
I
not that
ever
damn funny.
explain to you one of the earliest lessons in economics I learned, which is how do insurance companies make money? By
They don't pay.
denying claims, you know.
Oh
So
God, yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. As Arnold says on his new show, when he's done talking, he says, "That's it, and that's all. That's it, and that's all.
a what?
I tell you, I have spoken. That is it, and that is all."
Oh,
I love the girl that plays his daughter because she just looks at him and goes, "No, it's not. Shut up."
Is this the FUBAR, FUBAN?
It's a pretty campy show. It's silly.
Yeah, I started it. It didn't seem.
It didn't catch with me. I watched about three episodes and I was like, this is the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
It's like
the acting is
they
right
want it to be
limited.
Arnold. Oh, what happened? Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can't? That's
Yeah.
weird. Something has happened. I think Arnold has attended. They're just letting him say, what you need is a catchphrase. Whenever you do this, you have to say something like, that man is down or something to make it
Yeah,
effective. Just
right.
you have to say things like, I'll be back and get into the chopper, get into the chopper. And oh, by the way, you should be happy. There is a huge budgeted Expendables movie being produced right now. Or actually, it's done.
Oh, really? Oh,
Yeah,
another
the next Expendables. Yeah, that's coming
really?
out,
Well,
pal.
he had 30 actors in the last one. I mean,
And well,
what's he going to
Sly's in
have in
it.
this one?
I know Sly's in it, and the British action star.
Jason Statham, Statham, Statham.
Very good, Jason Statham. Yeah, he's in it, and then I think Dolph Lundgren is in it with long hair.
Oh, Dolph.
I love Dolph because Dolph Lundgren is a raging liberal,
Know.
and he. Are you going to argue with him? He is like 6'6", probably about, I'd say 250, 265, very strong.
Yeah, he always looks kind of like Frankenstein, you know, so it is.
Oh man, what a great cast that would be if they cast him as Frankenstein. I'm watching that, man. It would, Well, redo Frankenstein. Think of all the jokes you could do with it. Try to redo Mel Brooks as Dr. Frankenstein.
I don't know how Dolph will. He'd probably do okay as a comedian or a comic character.
He's got a really dry sense of humor. Yeah, yeah.
He might work.
Well, there's one. I don't know if you've ever seen Klaus Meyers. He doesn't really talk like. No. I know that Dobie was talking about Germans not being funny. I think Klaus is probably the one exception because Klaus used to get on stage and light up a cigarette and go, "Yo, Mick, you think us Germans are always so meticulous and we plan everything? This is crazy." Joke number one.
Yeah, right. This is crazy.
Oh, man, he was hilarious. Okay, joke number one.
Right. Hey.
Nice guy, too, but he didn't talk. He doesn't have an accent off stage. He's just Americanized, and he just uses it and runs with it.
Right, right. Well, do you Very think on the we're coming into the baseball season big time now, and
we're almost at the All-Star break, pal. Yeah, you're coming up on July.
It's time to start picking winners for the season, I think.
Well, one of the big surprises this year has been the Arizona Diamondbacks, which was not a shock to them, apparently. There's a young kid, his last name is Morris, right. And he's not that big. And in the offseason, John, everybody's head just kind of was shaking, like, what are you giving this kid $100 million in a 10-year contract? You're locking it.
Yeah.
Then you see him play. And you're like, he's the reincarnation of like Altuve from Houston. He's not that big. He's like 5'10, 5'9, but he hits the ball for power. He's one of the fastest guys.
Yeah.
And there's another young guy that's very tall that has just been brought up for Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Reds just brought him up. I got to check on his name. He's a really tall kid. He reminds me a lot of James Wood, the guy that plays for the Nats, who's in the minors. He's really big. This kid is like, I think, 6'7".
Yeah.
And he plays the outfield, John. That's very rare that, you know, it's like an Aaron Judge. He'll put weight on, but man, oh man, they had a routine play that was hit to the shortstop, John. It was hit right to the shortstop, a grounder. Shortstop comes up. He knows he's got the – because the bases are loaded, and that kid, Vaughn something. He's on third.
Vaughn Braun.
The shortstop guy throws it to the catcher. In the 1.3 seconds that he threw it to the catcher, the guy already slid in home.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's just pure speed.
That's great.
There's not much to be done about it, John.
If you can run faster than the ball, you're gonna win every time.
Well, it's like that old John Madden. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain. More like a Cosell thing.
Yes,
it's way back. They can't. It's the immovable object facing the impenetrable beast. That's what I said.
You know, the. I'm wondering about they've been having a debate now. They've always been having a debate about having the computer call balls and strike, or the video camera computer.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a hybrid, John. You're going to have a hybrid of that.
Yeah,
I think. You know what the hybrid will probably be? It'll probably be within their mask. They'll have the digital strike zone that can be recalibrated for every batter. They'll have it. It'll set the size of the batter, where your strike zone is, and it'll change based on who's up, the size of the person that's up. Because Altuve does not have the same strike zone as Giancarlo Stanton with the Yankees.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, if the space between your chest and knees is bigger than somebody else, then I guess the strike zone is bigger.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are trying to get on. But I think it's going to more aid the umpire a little bit more to be accurate. I mean, because, look, I don't particularly care for C.B. Buckner too much. I don't think he's been good for the game of baseball. He's actually thrown some people out. He threw a couple of Nationals out without provocation. He's a bit of an asshole. But, you know, so is Joe West. And Joe West retired 2 years ago, maybe three now.
Right.
And Joe was just a big hunk of dude who was he's really overweight, but he's a country music star too. So
that's interesting.
Oh yeah, I mean he's got a great voice. He sings really well. So I I'm glad he sings well, because it's for goddamn sure the last 5 years he wasn't calling balls and strikes well.
Well, let me ask another question about they're trying to speed up the game, right? And how much
They already
time
did.
between
They already
pitches
did.
and what?
Mound visits,
So what's
only
the
two.
mound? Say that. What? Explain what that
The, it's
means to
called, it's
the.
called a mound visit. Sometimes, the manager and the pitching coach will talk, and they'll see their pitcher come into the third inning and get into some trouble. And they see something glaring that he's doing that they talked about. So what they do is they get the catcher to come to the mound. The pitching coach is usually sent out there, because usually if you see the manager, you're done. They're going to the bullpen. They're going to the lefty. This means I'm going with the lefty, or I'm going with the next righty,
Right,
or
remember
whatever.
no one can see
But
these
then
motions.
you're out. Your ass is off the mound. You're done for the day. Now, there have been some people that have kind of finagled their way out of that and done extremely well, but they're few and far between, pal. I'll tell you that. They're few and far between. It's just on our team, the Nats just don't have a very good bullpen. And they don't have they're operating with three different closers. That's too hard. That's hard to do,
But I mean,
Yeah.
how much has the game overall been shortened by these changes in the
18 and a
rules?
half minutes.
How much?
18 and a half, almost
Oh,
20 minutes.
that's 20 minute. Well, that's time.
Yeah, it's success. And the umpires are getting much better at looking and saying, okay, if the batter is out of the batter's box for a period of time. Manny Machado got called for that. If you're out of the batter's box for too much time, you get a strike called on you automatically. And I think it's a striker, or you're out, because the pitcher, if the pitcher doesn't pitch it to you within the 10 seconds that he's allowed, and he goes overtime, that guy goes to first base automatically. It's a walk. It's considered a walk. Now, it wasn't before, but now it is. So I do think that, and I have noticed one of the MLB guys said, "It's just so funny that the bases look like pizza boxes."
Yes, they do.
Like, I was like, somebody was thinking of pizza, John. Somebody was thinking of some good Sicilian pizza there.
I mean, the bases are ch have changed. Are they just?
They're bigger. They're much bigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're much bigger and safer because they have give. Everybody saw what happened to Bryce Harper when he was a National,
He.
running down to first base and having that smaller base puffed up, snapped his ankle. A long time ago, long, long time ago. I think it was his ankle, and he hurt his knee, so he was on the DL for like 3 months.
Yeah, no, I think I
But
remember
then he
that.
rehabbed and came back to the Nationals, and now he's kicking ass with the Phillies.
He is. Yeah, he's had a good year.
The three guys at the Phillies that are starting to kick ass right now,
Yeah.
Schwarber, Turner, Harper. All three have one thing in common.
The Nationals, yeah.
They were all on the Nationals. They were on
Trade,
the
yeah, right.
they were not on the world. It's funny, Bryce Harper did not play for the Nationals when they won the World Series. It was the day or the year after
Yeah,
he signed with Philly. So,
I
and they went
know.
on that. And the Nats just went on a miracle run. I mean, it really was amazing.
I have a Bryce Harper bobblehead,
Oh, that's so cool.
but
I'm jealous.
I gave it to my grandson.
Oh, man, you old softy. That's
Well,
great.
I, you know, he, and I don't know whether he, you know, I'm not sure he's interested in the
Actually,
baseball now.
now, these days, there's a lot of younger folks are being steered more towards baseball because it can be considered a dangerous and violent sport. I get that part of it, but nowhere near what football is.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. Yeah. There's no comparison.
No, it's like trying to compare. I mean, lacrosse is a tough game. Excuse me, it's a very physical game, but if you be develop and become good, I imagine it would be just so much fun to play.
It's a lot of running, same with
Yeah.
soccer. You know, you
Yeah.
got to,
You
if you
have
if
to try to get open, you and your stick, so you have like one little window into that small goal, and you could come around the goal, you could do passes. It's kind of a lost art form. I was watching some of the lacrosse guys this year. They're fantastic. And congratulations to the UVA Cavaliers for moving on to the College World Series, which is it's different than Major League Baseball World Series in that it's a group of teams.
Yeah.
I believe UVA advanced. I believe Stanford advanced. I believe Oral Roberts, for the first time in their history, has advanced to the World Series. And they're bracketed, and I think they play
Oral
in those
Roberts.
Brackets. They play each other, and if they get to the very end and play the end, there's a 3-game or 4-5-game series that they play at college, and those are the last two teams left.
Was Oral Roberts' first name really Oral?
I'm lax to respond to that. I really am. The jokes write themselves, so I'm just not
going to. Okay, I just wondered. I won't go there, okay.
And I wanted to thank you again for tolerating this blurry background. I don't know what the hell I did here.
Oh, it's. I think it's not recognizing your device.
I think so, too.
But I'll, if you want me, if you don't want me to do it, sure. I won't. But I'm happy to come over and.
You could just, if you have a little bit of time, you could just call me. I'll put you on speaker, and we'll go through the whole process.
Yeah, I have to look at it.
Really?
Yeah, because the video settings, I mean, I could probably look up now. I mean, if I don't want to take time now, but I mean, I can.
We're good. I was thinking about doing the weather.
I think you should do the weather because it's going to rain and it's going to drop all that Canadian wildfire crap out of the air on us, which is yesterday we went up on Bolivar Heights and it was a perfect day, but you couldn't see anything because of the, I think there was a return of some of the stuff yesterday morning. Got better yesterday afternoon, but.
Yeah, it was beautiful yesterday afternoon.
You know,
it was.
But, anyway, tell us. So what's
going to happen? Me, Harry. Hey, everybody. I used to do the broadcast. Bernie Cubs. Remember me? I was drunk as shit half the time. I don't have any beer here at Abbott. But I can tell you this. The weather's going to be rainy today. It's going to rain. Go Cubs! It's going to rain. You're going to have some rain, but it's going to be beautiful tomorrow, Jack. There isn't any humidity for tomorrow. It's going to be sunshine and 80 degrees. Perfect day to go outside, have a hot dog and a cold beer, and cheer on the Cubs! Cubs win! Cubs win! Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. That's Harry Carey or something?
Yeah, that was Harry speaking to us from the grave.
You know, you got to, I think, Mike, I would invest in some impersonations of much younger people.
Oh, I know. I have to try to figure that out.
So that you could.
I don't know any young pop culture figures that I am masterful at doing impressions of. Here's my impression of Donnie Dumbass Jr. I got to start with getting the people with the Biden said I wasn't going to be
doing it. Yeah, right. About him. I was thinking more like.
Is that guy on?
You'd probably
complaining about somebody who had a coke habit 20 years ago.
You'd probably have to be a woman to do this, but I think someone could really make a great comic skit out of Taylor Swift. Just because she's dominating the pop culture thing, and she's smart as hell. And you know, either that or. Her manager is smarter than somebody is smart as hell there. And
her mother.
Yeah, okay.
Well, her mother. watch the story of how she evolved from little young pop sensation to control of her empire. It's worth watching. I watched it and I thought it was incredibly entertaining.
Was it on
She works very
What channel?
She works very hard. So I think it might be Netflix.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think. I don't know for sure.
Well, I look for it because she sort of gets it done, but she does it with this sort of cutesy thing all the time, and it seems like you could take just bend that a little bit and make a great comic hack out of it. So, But it probably have
well,
to be
I think her some... and who's the young lady that was in the redo of A Star Is Born, an Italian girl from the Bronx.
I don't know.
She calls her fans monsters. She used to. It's going to kill me now. Her name is like Dana or something. It's a simple, simple name, but she Lady Gaga. There you go, Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Who, by the way, for my money, is one of the better singers out there.
Well, what's her name? I think what's her name again?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know her.
Yeah. Great actress, terrific performer, wonderful, and an even better human being. And I'll tell you, that's she's doing really well. So I'm happy for her because she said I can't dress the way I used to in these shocking outfits. I need to dress this down a little because it's just she said she's just more comfortable being relaxed on stage. It helps really those. Over-the-top outfits are sometimes really, really cumbersome if you're performing, you know?
Oh, I bet they're...
They got to get in the way.
Well, you got to spend 2 hours getting dressed before you...
I love that she sang with Tony Bennett. I love that. I think this is just...
What
you
is
know.
Tony?
And I didn't get a chance.
He must be 90 by now, 95. Yeah. Is he dead?
No, but he has Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be long. But she got to sing with him, and I can't remember the exact song, but I need to watch that movie, Bradley Cooper's A Star is Born, because Bradley and her are in it, and I want to watch that. I haven't had a chance to see it, so I heard it was really good.
I think the last, I only saw one version, and that was Kris Kristofferson. I didn't think the movie was that good, really. But
okay. Well, I mean, we're all, hey, look, man, the lady who I absolutely adore, she's a brilliant actress, won the Oscar for riding around in a van or an RV. She turned her van into an RV and traveled all over. And I don't know, I watched the movie. Myself, my wife, and Fran sat down. We're looking forward to watching the movie. About 15 minutes in, we all three looked at each other and went, this is stupid.
Is this the Nomad movie?
Yeah, yeah. It's
and were they, you know, they were working for...
She was in Fargo. She
and they were working for Amazon in some cases and traveling.
In some cases, yes. Yeah, she was she was a warehouse worker. She, you know, her husband, I think, passed away. She left her home and just took off across the United States and met a bunch of people. And that's great and that's dandy, but good Lord. You're exposing that culture and you're doing it in a really boring way. I wasn't a big fan of that movie.
I don't think I ever actually saw it. I saw a clip from it once because I was interested in the Amazon part. But
oh, by the way, Berlusconi died.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a shame. Okay, let's move on.
All right. Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Bye bye.
You know, we got the whole.
It's a creepy dude, man. There's one creepy dude.
You're gonna try to.
So. Again, I'll mention the name because I think it's worth mentioning. A friend of ours, a friend of this show, Big Al Goodwin, may be appearing soon.
Oh, okay. So we'll just set up an interview with him if you can.
I'm going to try to do that, John. I really, really thank you for having this outlet for me. And I'm sorry about the camera. We'll get that fixed.
Well, just have him come over. I'll fix it for you.
Okay, buddy. Well, that would be fun. I'd love to have you over, man. Because I know we'd fix the camera and then go, okay, what else do we do?
Yeah, right. That's okay. Well, I mean, it might be tomorrow, not today, but...
Well, no, that's fine. I figured it out. If I can figure out how to do this separate from you, I'll just... I'm looking forward to calling you and say, I got it, John. It's fixed.
When you go into your settings on Zoom, not... it's on Zoom, by the way. Okay. You go into your settings. It's either going to be audio or camera settings on Zoom. In there, there's a place where you're supposed to select the device. It varies a little bit. You know, for example, I have on my laptop. There's a built-in camera, right? On my standing computer, there's not one, so I have to use a USB.
Look, John. Button. John, look.
Hey, there you go.
I got it. You know what I did?
What?
The whole time I was looking right at it. It's just Control-N.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough. Oh, yeah, I see you now. It looks good now. Good.
Right at the end of the show.
Well, okay, so next time hit Control-N, whatever the thing is.
Oh, God. Now you can see all the gray hair. It's pathetic. It really is.
No, it's just wise little hairlings, you know.
Yeah, wisdom. Right. They're all They're all in rebellion. It's all,
you know,
I think the white's going to take over. I really,
right. No, you're going to be, that's good. What's coming up on the, I take this opportunity to say a little bit of what's coming up this week on, Enlighten Radio. That might be.
Well, yeah, please do.
So tomorrow we're going to have, people from something called Truckers United, which is a spinoff from the Rail Workers Union, Railroad Workers United, which just elected a new president of the.
Very good.
Was it Maintenance of Way Employees? Whatever the name of that union.
Oh,
is.
Oh wow!
That,
okay, all right.
That's, anyway. So they. They have that, and then they have some rank and file moves organizing truckers across the borders, okay? Because one of the big issues is with deregulation and NAFTA was that Mexican truckers in particular, well, and those farther south too, could transport stuff into the United States and deliver it, and, you know, they were... there was a big outcry because the trucks and the rules and the regulations and for trucking in the United States weren't the same, obviously, as Mexico. And so these drivers would be probably not
interesting
obeying
right
various
right.
kinds
Just,
of things.
Yeah, overloading things, you know.
On the other hand, you know, when something's cheaper for somebody to ship, you know,
sure.
then they'll choose that, and so organizing these people and getting more unity. I think that's the plan. But yeah, they're going to be
sure.
on. So then on Wednesday, we're going to be, I think, getting into some West Virginia poets, including some local people, Tom Donlin, who just published a new book, got it published, and of course our co-host
cool.
Janet Harrison just
great,
is published, and they're all going to be considered for prizes in the West Virginia Appalachian Literature Festival, whatever it's
called.
Oh, cool.
I had an opportunity to speak with JB, which was awesome.
And JB, of course, JB, I don't want to mention JB right now because on next Thursday, I don't know what's happening. James Boyd is going to be on. We're going to have Recovery Radio. We had a great show with Garrett Moran. He was talking to a very, very key guy who actually implemented or was assigned to implement medically assisted treatment services in West Virginia. They studied it. They had a study at West Virginia. The state paid for the study. The study showed that medically assisted treatment is great. They sponsored a bill. A bill got passed to support it. And then it was funded with $0, which is just a great West Virginia legislative narrative.
That's a great idea.
No, I don't see we need to spend some. Why would we spend money on it? You know, they're all going to die anyway. That's what one of the legislators said.
Yeah, that's somebody else's problem, John. I'm not worried about that.
And then
I'm a superstar Republican legislator, and I don't mind telling you, no one gets to eat until I'm finished with my three steaks.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
And then on Friday, we're going to be exploring Buddhism. On the Winners and Losers radio program. I don't know what
that's with Karen, right?
Karen and Larry Bish has joined us last week, and we had just a hilarious conversation.
So if I have some time on Friday, I might jump in and say hi.
Well, you know, just jump in and say hi. Okay, so you keep him. I'll send you, get him in by, because for some reason, when I set up all these shows, the default setting on Zoom now is it picks a unique ID for each show rather than the old default setting, which is just use your personal ID, which I used, which was the same for everything. But I noticed that this last time, now two of the shows have their own ID, and unless I kill the whole thing and reinvent it, I have to go with that. So I have to send you an invite for that show, because I think that's one of the ones that were Zoom put in the unique ID for that show.
Right.
Okay.
Right. No, that's cool. Yeah. No. Whatever. Whatever you
I'll
need,
send
John.
It to
I,
yeah.
I thank everyone for listening to today's program. I'm sorry it wasn't the original energy that I usually bring. I'm just really, really tired.
Also, our podcasts, which I got all of them up yesterday, finally.
So cool.
They are
So cool.
At podcasts, plural, dot
plural.
enlightenradio.org. They're all there. And if you want to listen to our player, it's player.enlightenradio.org. And also,
cool.
I have
Fun.
Designed
yeah.
an entirely automated calendar. You should know that on Mondays, what happens here is that it's going to be bluegrass almost all day. No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Today is going to be blues.
And then today, you're doing the blues today,
bluegrass tomorrow, and then at nighttime.
Easy to keep track of.
At nighttime, yeah. When you can't sleep, I'm going to be playing short stories, like
oh,
the one
right.
that just concluded called "The Dunwich Horror."
Oh wow! Maybe I can get an extension on my and put it on my phone. I'll just listen while
you can listen to
just while go, I'm drifting
on your phone. You can listen to it on player. enlightenedradio.org.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my problem is I think I took too long of a nap yesterday. That was my big problem. It just screwed me up for an evening.
So
that happens. But hey, John, again, thank you. I want to thank everyone for listening here at enlightenedradio.org at the sports and comedy attack. Oddly enough, we don't attack anyone. it's just we like to talk about sports and the human condition. And we like to also speak with stand-up comics. We got a great opportunity to talk to one of my good buddies, Dobie Maxwell, who is from Milwaukee, who makes his home between Milwaukee and Chicago. He's a very funny cat. I thank him.
As a closer, suppose you were hired as Donald Trump's psychiatrist. And in all the trouble he is, even though he postures that everybody else he's going to roll over. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, he comes to see you and says, "Mike, I need some help. I need to find a way to get through all this." What would you do? They can't see any of that, Mike.
I know. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I
can't help you, pal.
I mean, he's beyond help. He's beyond help. And yeah, the thing that's frustrating is we continue to. They're doing the media is doing the exact same thing they did in 2016, 2020. They're covering it without opinions. And when somebody breaks the law, generally I think you're pretty well covered. If somebody breaks the law and they're indicted and they eventually get convicted, I know he's going to try to snake out of it with that judge down in Florida.
He's going to start to snake out of it with the Supreme Court, pal.
Everything. That too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know that he's going to continue to skate because his numbers are starting to drop. They dropped by another 9%.
I don't know. He's leading the Republican field by 30 points right now.
And that's fine if that's what they want because I don't, I didn't think much of him before. I think even less of him now. I think he's a criminal. I think the only thing he's doing, and I think folks are starting to catch on, a few of them, but it's a grift. It's all a grift. That's all he's done his whole life. It's all grifting. It's all trying to get people to give him money.
Yeah, well, that's
yeah. And the reality is you said something, and you and I talked about this. The foreign investments that he's protecting, to me and probably to you, there's a very real possibility that they compromised the United States' military-industrial complex as well as its intelligence.
Well,
it's really much, sad. That part of it's sad. So
that may be. I don't have much love for the American military-industrial complex, but
I know, I get that, but I have very limited. I can't stand even mentioning his name. You mentioned his name, and I'm just like, I just want to smash my head against the wall.
Yeah,
I can't.
Don't do that. Stay.
What did I say? What?
Yeah, right.
Because. Jackson, who's he married to? Wife, Trump hater. Terrible. Horrible. Okay. All right,
we haven't
dude.
Heard anything
really
from his wife recently, so but
she probably she's probably working on her resilience.
Yeah, probably. Resilience, yeah, okay.
All right, well,
buddy. Take
all
it
I
easy,
can
man.
Say next, John, since we're talking about this, all I can say is I'll quote from dumbass Donnie Orange McShit Given. God bless the United Fresh.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Good day.